there has been a so-called hidden directorate of extraterrestrial intelligence that has been working with humanity ever since we even were born on this planet in order to steer our evolution in a direction which will promote the highest growth for humanity. And I don't believe that all of the stuff that's going on in these secret organizations is negative. I've spoken to many of these whistleblowers and witnesses myself, and there are a lot of good people in these groups. In fact, one witness, Henry Deacon, is one of the most high-ranking people I've ever spoken to. He was never exposed to any sort of Luciferian or Illuminati philosophy at all.
Tell us about Henry Deacon, David.
Well, Henry Deacon is a fascinating case because I first found out about him through him being interviewed by Project Camelot, which is Bill Ryan and Kerry Cassidy. And they have a series of videos out on the internet, which you can watch. But they never were able to get this guy on video. He was too afraid to speak on camera. But when I started to read his testimony, he was giving them some information that was very highly advanced, which included things that were pieces of testimony I had heard from other witnesses, such as my contact Daniel, who apparently worked on the Montauk Project. And I had never heard anyone go public with this stuff, and I certainly hadn't, and yet this guy had all of those specific data points and more that I knew were already accurate because I'd heard them from other witnesses. So it took actually about 2 years before I was able to get to speak to Henry Deacon myself. But one of the things that I wanted us to be able to talk about tonight, and I wrote on my website the article about, is Deacon's testimony regarding things like stargates and the idea that there are at least 40, 45 different species of human beings that he actually personally met and interacted with in the course of working in a variety of compartmentalized projects. To me, this is just so fascinating that it boggles my mind.
And you believe he's credible?
I absolutely believe he is. In fact, I spoke with him on the phone for, I don't know. I mean, we've probably spoken some 60, 70 hours on the phone. And during that time, there was one case where he got called on his cell phone from one of these black ops agencies offering him a job. And he put it on speakerphone, and I witnessed the entire conversation. And I heard how evasive this guy was. You could tell he was old school military the whole way he handled it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this sort of good old boy energy about the way they were talking. Because apparently there's only a small number of people who get to a level where once you've worked in enough compartments of these compartmentalized projects, they basically let you in on everything. And then you're in very high demand because they will hire you on from one project to another. And they know that they can trust you, and they know that you're not going to spill the beans, so to speak. So, you know, the amount of information that he's given me is quite vast. It's more bang for the buck than any other witness I've ever spoken to.
In your take on Stargate technology, you believe that it exists?
Oh, no doubt about it. You have to realize that the Philadelphia experiment was a real thing. If you check out some of the history that goes into that, it actually was discovered, the effect that led to the Philadelphia experiment was discovered by the Navy when they were using high-intensity electromagnetic arc welding to make battleships. And apparently, there's a certain point of energy intensity that you reach just with ordinary electromagnetic energy where you basically sort of fold space in on itself and it curls over into itself and you get this sort of wormhole effect.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having tools disappear from the room. There would be a black spot that would appear in the room and then all the power would go off. And when they would get the power back on, tools would be missing. And so they ended up filming this and discovered that when they did the weld at these very high levels of energy, this black hole would appear and it would suck things into it. So then they modified that technology into coils that they could put around a battleship, which was, according to Colonel Philip Corso, it was not the USS Eldridge. That was a cover story. It was actually a minesweeper ship called IX-97. So that's why when people have investigated the Philadelphia experiment and they look for the crew of the Eldridge, that, you know, the crew says nothing bad happened, because it was never the Eldridge. But IX-97 is the ship that this actually did happen to. All they were looking for was optical invisibility. But then when they turned the juice on, they had very unexpected results in that the ship actually jumped from one location to another and then came back. It went from Norfolk.
They didn't expect.